This is Viola Jagger interviewing Evan Longchiana at St. Luke's United Methodist Church at 2:45 p.m. on March 25th, 2018, about his experiences during and after Hurricane Harvey. How were you physically affected by the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey?
It's a few months later, so trying to think back onto how I was physically affected, it's interesting because right before, I remember going literally right before on Saturday night, my mom and I had gotten into an argument, and I was so frustrated that I was like, I'm just going to go for a run. And so I went off for a run, and it was, you know, maybe 6 o'clock, and everyone had been talking about, oh yeah, this hurricane's coming in, this storm. And I'm going out for a run, and I'm like, there's no storm. And I'm like looking around, and there's no wind, and it's the sun's out, and like it's not even raining until like maybe the last 400 meters of my run. And I ran for like an hour, and so I got back and was, you know, it was dark and was watching TV leading up to the storm. And so it's funny, it's almost like in a lot of ways, because that evening is very much in my mind tied to my experience in Hurricane Harvey. And so like it, in some ways, it like, it's interesting that you mentioned physically, because it's like in a lot of ways it kind of, my experience kind of started with like a physical exertion. But afterwards, we had a lot of work to do. Our house got about 2.5 feet of water in it. And so there was a lot of work to do. And so for a little context, my in the house, it was me and my mom. I am 23 years old, graduated from U of H, and then my mom working full-time, and then my dad, who has early onset, really severe early onset Alzheimer's. So both of us are kind of managing a caretaker role for him. And so it was the three of us. And so I really ended up afterwards after the hurricane, I really ended up taking charge and taking point in the process of clearing, gutting the house, getting everything out. My mom was such an emotional wreck that she couldn't really focus or do much. And my personality made it that I was able to say, okay, this needs to be done, let's get to work. So I was there early in the morning until late at night every day for about 2 weeks. And I'm very consistent and disciplined in my exercise and going to the gym. And it's funny, I remember being really mad at myself that I hadn't been able to go to the gym for a while. I'm like, man, I've been so lazy, I haven't been doing anything, I'm getting out of shape, when I'm like carrying beams and 2x4s and plywood and sheetrock. So I didn't get sick or anything like that. I know a lot of people got sick, but physically, I guess I had a relatively minor impact. I just remember afterwards, and when I could first finally go to the gym again, it felt so good, but I felt like I had gotten a little bit out of shape because I hadn't been doing anything high enough intensity in the last week and a half or so.